Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Ship Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring ship on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so happy to connect with you this morning. We're in January here in the winter weather, but here in Kelowna, we have had such beautiful sunny weather in the plus 4 Celsius. So I've been enjoying that a lot, and wish that for the rest of you. On the other side, it's so interesting because Canada is such a large country, and on the eastern coast, they're just getting walloped. They got something like 5 centimeters of snow every hour for 20 hours, and like they're not that good at driving in the snow there. So yeah, it's just crazy. And so I wanted to do a show today about like where we're living right now in such challenging times, and things are so discordant, it seems like. And we just had a full moon, so there's all this energy out there, and I wanted to strengthen for everybody listening in now and listening in later. And I know there's those of you, a lot of you say you get your kids ready for school and listen to this while you're doing it. So, listen to it after you've managed to get them out the door. So I just wanted to say, let's get this strong for everybody, because what I'm finding right now is that a lot of people, like what we're talking about today, is I was sharing one of the cards from my oracle, the Tales from the Vector, and this card is the Innocence card. And in the tarot, there's a major arcana, and I've been working a lot on Tales from the Vector, because I still have to write the manual on how to use the cards properly. So, but in these cards have been out and about at fairs for 5 years. I had them out at the fairs, and so you know, once a month for 10 months of the year, and then I did several other fairs. And when I did the keynote presentation at Illuminate, I had them at the fair there, and so these cards are have been out there, tried, tested, and true. They've been shifting energy now for 5 years as I get them done, but they never ever were totally done all until it was. I looked it up. It was October of 2020 that I finished the deck, and so. And then unfortunately, it was in April of this year last year, that I became, I realized I was needing to look after my health. So all of these things that happened, it was just so much at once, like happening, and with everything else that was happening. And you know, when for someone, what I'm finding for a lot of people right now is when all of this energy is coming at you, and there's a lot of people out there in, you know, challenging, like more challenging situations than others. And then it's like a roller coaster. It goes, you know, up and down or tilt-a-whirl. So it's really important to recognize at this time that you can remain innocent. This card, Innocence, is the star in the major arcana. And the star is like a wish come true. And it's also the Aquarius energy. And so it makes perfect sense for today, because what's happening now is when people are having so much happen from the external forces that is discordant and chaotic, and then you add the weather, and, you know, we can all handle a snowflake or two, but when they pile up, they're not quite as much fun to handle. And so it's really important that, you know, we have, I've talked about this, that the New Year's energy, we're well into the new year now. We're on January 19th, but some of you like me may not have totally, like, I go back and I'm looking, checking my list to see what I wanted to accomplish up to the end of this year. And what happened is at this time of year, I'm always cleaning, because I always, like, really major, like, going through my house, doing feng shui, getting things in order, because I find that more people are inspired by the Chinese New Year on an energetic level, whether they even know about Chinese, like, whether they even, you know, follow it. They're more likely, like, more inspired by the energy, because it's the second New Year, you know, kind of like big one for us here in North America and in Europe, etc. So there's a lot of different New Years throughout the world, different dates. Having said that, Chinese New Year, I find, is the one that has the most oomph, because it is following the cycles of the moon. And so if, you know, we go into 2022 and we're like, oh, man, I already broke my New Year's resolution on New Year's Day. A lot of people are like that. So it's kind of like, get it over with, may as well break it on New Year's Day. And so you still have, like, I always look at Chinese New Year as another opportunity to get your shift in order so that you can prepare yourself for the upcoming year and be successful. And the best way to do that, I find, is to get as organized as you possibly can be. And so this is really, like, over the last 5 years, teaching call to dance seminars, the seminars were, a lot of times we would talk a lot about feng shui, and not a lot about feng shui so much, but about getting your everything in order in your life. Like, the more, like, and so this is in particular very, very important when you're dealing with money matters. And a lot of people are talking, you know, like, when I'm working with people right now, they're like, a lot, some people, well, not everybody, some people have done really well, and some people have concerns about their finances. And so what we want to do is we want to strengthen for everybody that when you have, when you're asking the universe for more money, but you don't have a clue what you're going to do when you get it, then you're less likely to receive it. Like, if you want to manifest more money, and you want to do it from a place where it's not just money for the sake of money. Money is just another force in energy. Like, some people think money makes the world go round, but money only makes the world go around for some people. Some people, like someone like me, if I had billions of dollars right now, and I saw those little babies starving to death in different countries around the world, I just couldn't feel proud of myself to have all that money. It just wouldn't work for me. So some people who don't think that money is their God, they will not necessarily find stockpiles of money their goal in life. Money is really important. Money is a form of energy. It's the energy exchange that we use, unless we use cryptos now. But you got to be careful about the cryptos, because unless you understand how that works, you know, you want to make sure that you're really cryptocurrency, that you're really getting yourself knowledgeable about it. And that's what I feel is such an amazing thing, is like, this is what I'm talking about. If we make room by letting go of the old stuff, and when it comes to money, It's really, really interesting when we were doing the seminars and we would go around the room and we would ask, like, which room in your house is the messiest? And it, like, focusing on the financial gua. And the financial gua, I think for the 2022, is in the living room in the northeast corner. And so, but there's all these rules because there can't be like a window there that the energy can go out because your money could go out the door, you know? So this may seem like, oh, wow, that sounds crazy. But if you ever really clean up those areas and do the, like, make sure that it's organized, make sure that your books are organized, your finances, get them as organized as you can, because the universe is more likely to give someone money, lots of money, if they know what they're going to do with it and they're very clear that they made room to be able to, like, to make room in their home and that for what they want. And so, you know, if you're, say, for example, that you're deciding, okay, I want to move and I want to get the most money I can for my house when I sell it, and then I want to find this perfect house here, and I want to find it in this money or in this frame of money, amount of money, what you do is the universe is not going to take you seriously unless you get your house ready to move. Like, if you want to move, you got to have to sell a house, you need to take your energy out of the house. A lot of people, I do a lot of work with people with selling houses because I that's something I really enjoy, selling and buying houses, real estate. It's like, quite often there's energetic weaknesses in a house just because of the clutter and, you know, the fact that maybe the parents want to sell the house, but the kids don't want to move. Don't ever underestimate the power of children who are thinking they don't want to move. Our thoughts are very powerful. So, I don't know, that's coming up for someone who might be listening later. So these things, we can clear this energy, but we actually have to clear out our house. And that's why I talk about being in a place where, if you're asking the universe, like if you're saying to the universe, hey, I think I want to move. Like, you don't have to move, but, I mean, it never hurts to get your house in moving order, because if your house is in move, like, it's very, very easy to underestimate how much work it is to prepare a house for sale if you want to get the highest, you know, price that you can for it. You need to clear your shift out of the house. And some of that shift, I'm not just talking physical shift, I'm talking like attachments to the house. If there's people who are still attached to the house, it makes it more challenging to sell it. So, so we want to strengthen all that. But like, even if you're not wanting to sell your house, but you're thinking, maybe I would like to buy a house next year and or at the end of this year that's bigger and I want to have it in this neighborhood, et cetera, blah, 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 then what you want to do is make sure that if the opportunity arises for you, that your house would be in perfect order and that it would be, you know, like have a strong presence at the front door, feng shui-wise, which makes it a lot easier to sell a home. And because the first impressions matter. I don't know, it's coming up. I've had a couple people talking about they may have to sell their homes or they want to relocate. So this is happening for a lot of people right now, and so we want to be strong to the opportunities that might be presented to us. And I don't know, this is just coming up. I'm excited because this Chinese New Year is on February 1st, so we only have, it's the 19th today. We only have 12 days to get ready for Chinese New Year. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and what the Innocence card means. If you want to call in for an energetic upgrade, feel free, 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm talking today about innocence, which is one of the cards in my deck from Tales from the Vector. And we're also talking about the upcoming, next week I'll talk some more about it, but on February 1st will be the Chinese New Year. And this has, even if you don't believe in Chinese New Year, it is it has a huge effect on people's energy because there's so many people on the planet that do believe in Chinese New Year. So, it has so much potential because a lot of people are focused on the planet will be focusing their energy on having a better new year. And God knows, we all could use a better new year. So when the planet is all discordant, what happens is it's very, very easy for these external forces to cause people to miss out on many opportunities because of the disorganization and the chaotic feeling. It really throws a lot of people off. If you would like to call in for an energetic upgrade, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. I am taking calls. And I just wanted to mention before I get into some more of this is that I have opened my my calendar back up again to personal consultations. I just closed it up. If you were having trouble booking a session, I closed it up a bit, just because I have noticed that as I'm on the tail end of this, of purging this parasite, and I'm almost like, I can tell, like, Stella and I are both, like, getting cranky with each other because when you start feeling better, then you want to get out and do, you know, and get stuff done and that kind of energy. And so I also, at the same time, have been receiving a lot of downloads, what I call downloads, which is just I get a lot of information from my higher self right now. And so Jessica and I were just talking about how, like I felt like I was meditating and then I fell asleep. And I thought I'd sleep for a couple hours and I slept for like, it was in the afternoon yesterday. And when I woke up, it was 6:57 on the clock. And I was like, is it day or night? Because it was dark out. And I was too lazy to get my phone. And I thought, oh, I'll just close my eyes for a little bit longer. And then when the, if it's still dark, I know it's night. And Jessica said she got to work this morning and thought it was Tuesday. And so that's the kind of, it's kind of been like that. It's like when there's all this, these external forces of chaos and like energy that's just sort of like, wah. What happens is we have a tendency to go off center a little bit, or we have a tendency to focus maybe on things that like the negative energy rather than the positive. And that's exactly the last thing you want to be doing going into the Chinese New Year. Like this is the Chinese New Year of the water tiger. And this is, it, you know, I'll talk about that some more next week, but I just want everybody to be aware now, like get your house clean, get as much things organized as you can, get your money organized so that you, when you tell the universe you want more money, that you have room for that money. You know what you're going to do with it. You have a plan. You're, you know, focusing on where you want to go. Where on the few, like on where you want to go so that you can get there faster. And so this is really the one of the best opportunities to do that. And, you know, I was talking in the earlier segment about feng shui and like there's so many rules in feng shui and there's so much to it. But one thing that every feng shui expert will say is, clear the pathways in your house. Like, let the energy flow. Don't keep stuff that is broken. Don't, like, if you have, you know, and mirrors and windows, you want them clean. I am so relieved now that I can see such a difference now that the construction here of, like, the last 4 years in particular with the road, the buildings across the street, and then the big bridge and the park behind me, all of that construction, there was so much dust. And then there was the construction before that with all the dust in, that I was creating from when I moved here. And so it was just so nice to get all the windows clean on the outside. I had them professionally cleaned and get them clean on the inside. Get like things like that make a huge difference because I've had a couple people contact me and they want to be energetically strong to being able to sell their house if they need to because they don't really want to move, but they feel they may need to. And then there's another person with an opportunity. And so this is what I am finding for a lot of the people that I'm connecting with is that right now, with the energy like of innocence. Innocence is not naivety. Like when you're naive, that means that you don't know what's going on, and it leaves you open to people taking advantage of you. Innocence is when you understand what's going on some level, but you are not hardening your heart and closing down your heart. So let's say that you were in a relationship and you feel like, you know, your heart got broken. like it didn't work out well or whatever. And so now you don't feel strong in the new year moving into going into a new relationship, but you really don't want to be alone for the rest of your life. Number one, when you're in that situation, the first thing to do is fall in love with yourself first. Because, let's face it, if you're not where you want to be right now, then you're probably not the person you need to be where you want to go. So taking stock at some point allows you to kind of, you'll notice when I work on people on the show here, I will always get a baseline, or not always, but if I remember to, most of the time I get a baseline. And, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, because I want to see where is the person at now, and then after shifting it, where are they at? And a lot of times people are surprised by how much they shift. And this is really, really important, because a lot of times we tell ourselves a story and we kind of get caught up in those emotions of that story, and it's kind of on a repetitive cycle. And so when people treat us unfairly, and, you know, life isn't fair, but you can be. So people have to choose, you know, how do you want to carry yourself? How do you, you know, what's important to you? And there has never, ever been a better time. It doesn't matter if you're already in a relationship and you have children and you've gone to university and you've studied and you've had the same occupation for years and you are satisfied, whatever. There's always room for improvement. And, I mean, if that's what you want, right? And so if you're in alignment with your goals on an energetic level, it really opens the door to have it flow with more ease. And so with the times that we have right now, it's just crazy, because like someone like me who was raised in Saskatchewan, honestly, like in the winter when it's like minus 40 degrees Celsius and the wind is blowing, and I had at one point my ex-husband was away a lot because he was working offshore oil. And when he was, like quite often, we had all these properties, and I had my shop, you know, I had my dog boutique, and I'd be shoveling snow from like 5 a.m. till 7 a.m. when I opened, and then I'd have to shovel again when I left, and because I had, you know, the walkways all had to be clean, and why don't you hire someone? Well, sometimes you do hire people, but they don't show up, or you can't find anyone, you know, and so it was really pointed out to me when the snow hit here again, like in the way that it usually hits there without the like really freezing temperatures, how much like a snowfall can make life that much harder for people who already are feeling like life is hard. It's harder to do things in the snow. It's harder to drive in the snow. It's harder to, it's one more thing you need to do is go shovel the snow, the walkways, et cetera. And, like, the cold, like, makes machinery freeze up and that. When I moved here to British Columbia, I said to my contractor, we need to put a plug-in in the front here because I need to be able to plug in my car. And he's like, Colette, we don't plug in cars in British Columbia. So for those of you who don't know what that means, you have to plug in your vehicle to keep the you have to plug in the heater for the engine, or else in that really, really cold weather your car is not going to start. So that's not something I miss, and like people don't even realize like how on any given year it's hard enough getting through winter in Canada some days without also having everything else that we have to deal with, like that we are dealing with right now. And so it's really important right now, if you want to get ahead and take advantage of the opportunities, to keep your heart open to the opportunities and open to hearing from people and hearing different opinions. And that's what I love, is being able to talk to people from all around the world and just, you know, touch in with different cultures, get a different perspective of what's going on. And then from that at that, with that extra information and with yourself being centered in that, it's much easier to achieve your goals. So when we come back, we can talk some more about that. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I forgot to mention that we are not live on Facebook today, in case you've been trying to, but it will be in the newsletter. Thank you for your patience during this time. Jessica says we have a caller, so I'm going to take the caller right away here.
Perfect. Yeah, Marie from France. Marie, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi, Colette.
Bonjour, beautiful. How are things in Paris?
Are quite well. But
yeah, there is a lot of rioting.
Like you said, there's a lot of pardon?
I heard there was a lot of rioting there four days ago or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Could have been.
That's one thing I find that like with a lot of my clients, a lot of my clients are kind of like, there is? A lot of my clients.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, but then they're always.
Yeah, there's always something, right? So you're calling in today. I just wanted to, before I ask you what it is you would like me to energetically shift for you, I want to thank you for your patience. You're one of the people that is on my Baby Steps course. Unfortunately, I thought that I would be able to get the last video done by now, but I haven't been able to due to this illness. But I'm feeling like it'll be soon. So thank you for your patience. What I did is for the clients for baby steps, just for those of you out there, the ones that started it and we got stuck in the middle like this, I offered a couple of sessions and you know, like to work on stuff instead, and then I will make sure that you get the program as soon as I have it complete. I decided not to stress myself out over it. I decided that at this time, I'm going through a major, I guess you would call it, kind of a revamping of what happened during this last 8 months, and I'm receiving a lot of downloads, and I just want to be able to take it all in because it's such powerful information. I had a lot of downloads about different cancer and different things like that. So I want to make sure that I take the information in when it comes to me. And that's something, before I get back to you, Marie, I want to mention to everybody, when it comes to energy work and you're receiving an intuitive hit or a download, don't tuck it away in the corner somewhere and say, oh, I'll get back to that later tonight when I have time. These are gifts from the universe. This is how the universe lets us know how to manifest and strengthens our goals. And so if you get that, if you have to run, if you're at work or whatever and you need to go run and use the washroom or whatever, just to get that few minutes to tune in and take in that information, because it won't necessarily be there when you want it to be. Information that's intuitive information that comes from the universe comes when it on divine timing, not on your timing. So having said that now, Marie, I just wanted to make sure I let people know that during these chaotic times, it's important to really tune into that and really ask yourself, what are my goals? And make sure you're focusing on your goals and not on the discord around you. So what can we help you with today?
Like always, you essentially answered my question before I even answered it. Funny as
well,
I
correct for the best person to call in that will represent the collective weakness, so that when people listen later, that they, because what you're experiencing, I'm getting a lot of the people right now on the planet are experiencing. So thank you for calling in and being so brave. This is really interesting. I didn't realize what a big deal it was for people to call into a radio show. And then Phil, that was on the show quite a bit here in the past, he told me, no, there's an NFL radio show, and there's like 100,000 listeners on that show, and the same three people call in every time and say what everybody else wants to say for them. So you're finding this energy out there to be a little unfair and discordant?
Well, I mean, the notion of divine timing, because so baby project moves forward, all the fertility stuff, but slower than I would have maybe wanted, but maybe that's not quite the right perspective. There's all these analogies and delays.
I'll tell you what, from over the years, and like I see this so often, where babies don't show up when they're supposed to, because right. When we think they're supposed to, babies are made by God. Remember that. Babies are made by God. Babies are divine. And so if a baby arrives in divine timing, and quite often I'm just getting that, you know, what baby would have been wanted to have been born in the last 2 years? If they had a choice, they may as well be born in 2022, which seems just as chaotic, or like we're almost back where we started from. But the difference is the truth is coming out. And so as the truth comes out, what happens is then instead of people arguing with each other about because they think the problem is this or that, then they, if you test it, you can, I've been saying this for 2 years now, the people, you know, that had a lot of accounts shut down on, you know, their businesses shut down and that because they couldn't, weren't allowed to say certain things about certain things. Now a lot of them, like even the Senate right now in the United States is talking about, is asking for, one of the Senate members there was asking for an apology, you know, for all the people in the United States of America who were ridiculed or had their accounts closed or whatever for sharing information that now seems to be very accurate. So this is the kind of sort of energy that we're in. So this isn't a good time right now to go picking fights.
We're staying with the group as much as possible. There's also this notion of, picking sides here.
I just want to get a number from you just so that we can see the progress. And I'm actually getting the number off you, and then I'm going to work on you and work on the collective at the same time.
I'm simultaneously at 10 and 3.
Okay, so the 10 is, okay, so for people who are listening in, 10 is hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 is neutral. So what's the 10 about?
The 10 is my fear of it never going forward and not ever getting what I want.
Okay. So, have you ever had an experience of never getting what you want? This is important because you could say, I never get this one thing that I want. Or you could say, I never get what I want. And I know that's not true.
Yeah, that's right.
You get a lot of things that you want, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
especially
when you think
in
about
time,
it
when I continue to...
So what happens when people are in a lot of discordant energy like it is right now? People have a tendency to use words like never and always, often. And the thing is, the one thing that we can rely on in these times is that they're going to change. The question isn't, is this situation going to change? Of course it's going to change. Everything, there's always change. So the question is this situation going to change for better or for worse? And there's also the question...
Well, for better.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So this... Or better is what I like to, you know, like if when you go into these places of fear, that is the base chakra. That is, chakras are vortexes of energy, and the base chakra, and once again, if you don't believe in chakras, it doesn't matter because there's enough people on the planet that really, really do. And I find that like the base chakra is about lack. Financial lack, support, like being able to support your family, being able to get what you want, be safe, all of those things. And so the fear, we're just going to strengthen you to the sensations of that and recognize. So if you're saying, I never get what I want, you recognize now that's not a true statement, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what number are you at?
Oh, like 210.
There you go.
Just kind of slides away because I realized I was just so stuck in my kind of pushing to move things forward.
Well, you've already done the most challenging part because you used to call into the radio show wanting to find someone to have a baby with. You've done the most important part now, right?
Sure,
the most challenging part, like, for me, is like finding someone you want to be with to have a baby with.
Right? True, true. And that was the fun part.
Well, instead of trying to have a baby, let's get you strong to, I'm just going to skip the break, Jessica.
Perfect.
Because we're on a roll here. So this is so interesting because, you know, the innocence card in my deck,
yep.
That was the fourth card that I, or the was it the third painting I did out of 64. And this is Dragoness and Sip Vita, no, they tell me their name, Nova Starette. She's the keeper of the white swan song and of absolute truth, and is the first descendant of Grand Dragoness Ange Ecstasia, symbolized by the pearl of wisdom she cradles close to her maternal heart. And Rishka is the angel that is all the baby, all the baby dragons have an angel because there's so much work. Dragons, baby dragons are a lot of work. So Rishka wraps Pearl in a loving blanket of protection, soothing babies and parents alike with the lullaby of Om. And this is what is like, I'm getting shivers right now because, goosebumps, because, it's not, you're not being, you are not being punished, and you are
right.
not being,
okay. yeah.
Like this babies and all energetic healing, by the way, comes from God. So
yeah.
divine timing. And then babies, they like to come in, many, many times babies will choose a different time to come in than they're supposed to, according to our lives, because they are a soul that is made, you know, choosing to come through as to be with you. And because a baby is made by God, the baby is made in divine timing. Divine timing is very
yeah.
frustrating.
It wasn't until you shifted me.
Yeah, and then when you realize, well, I mean, there's some people on the planet here that think they're God right now, but, like, a lot of people have thought they were God for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, but I try, like, I have total faith in God. And I trust
yeah,
the path
likewise.
That... If when it comes to babies, I trust the path that the divine order of having a baby. A baby is a total miracle. Just because it happens so often doesn't mean it's not a miracle, right?
Mm.
And so I have total faith that, you know, on your path to this, that you can trust your path and the divine timing. Because if it's not meant to be, it won't be, and if it is, it will. Birth and death are the same transition in many ways. So if it's not
mm-hmm.
your time to die, or it's not your time to be born, and so many babies will wait or come 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late or, you know, whatever time frame, so that they can be born in a certain astrological cycle that will support
mm-hmm.
them on their specific life purpose as a soul. Because a lot of people get confused that babies, because they seem, well, they are, they're so helpless in the first, you know, few years of their life. But they're not, they just came from God. They're way smarter than you think. So now we've got you down
yeah,
to zero
I guess
on
I kind
that
of,
one.
I think I forgot about those aspects because they're, you know, doing the processes with us in the lab. I think I just mm-hmm. kind of shifted back into organization planning mode.
Well, you know, I worked with a woman, we've done sessions in that, but she's does that for a living, makes babies in the Petri dish. And her
mm-hmm.
and I talked,
oh yes,
she taught
I know
me
who
so
you mean.
Much. Yeah,
yes.
yeah, and she taught me
She's
so
wonderful.
Much.
She's wonderful. I know who you mean.
Yeah, yeah, she taught me so. I think I got you to contact her. to talk to her about
it
at one point.
Yeah, I spoke with her.
Yeah, yeah.
The master of male anatomy.
Right. I learned more about about the male anatomy from her than I cared to know, actually. But what was really good is she has a very high rate of babies being, like, you know, her, when she does the work in the lab, those babies, she has a really high rate. And that's because she energetically tunes in with her heart and shifts it. When we were driving back from Stonehenge, her and I had 2 or 3 hours, and we worked on it the whole time coming home. So what is number 3? You said you're at a 3 on another thing.
No, not on something else on that. And it just kind of all melted into everything.
Because you're wavering back and forth. Ah, okay. So that wavering back and forth, what happens is you're getting triggered. And then you're telling yourself you're telling yourself the same old story.
Yeah.
And so I found this, like, this is kind of an interesting thing, but I find it really kind of interesting that we can do this, is when, this is something that from doing the face yoga, I really, really learned a lot about this, about the focus on that. When you look in a mirror, that is a direct reflection of you. Whereas when you look at a photograph, it's opposite, right? So when we look in the mirror, a lot of us look for our flaws or, you know, what's wrong with our life. And we don't even notice that, oh, that changed 3 months ago. You know what I mean? But we get so used to, like, looking in the mirror and going, like, let's say someone doesn't like their nose. And they're used to looking in the mirror and saying, oh, you know, the first thing that comes to them is, I don't like my nose. Well, it's more likely, psychosomatically, that your nose represents your identity. So that's someone out there, like, for people like that feel like, oh, I don't like a certain feature in my face. Psychosomatically, that feature may be, there's probably emotional and psychological underlying weaknesses around that. And so a lot of people, when they look in the mirror, the first thing they notice is what they don't like about themselves, or what they don't, or they'll, when they look at their life, they'll find out, like, oh, this is what I don't like about my life. And it's important to identify that. But it's also very important when you look in the mirror to say, hello, beautiful. You wouldn't say to your neighbor, hey, hi, you know, you look like Schiff today. So why would you do it to yourself, right? So notice for everybody out there, because for everybody out there, we're getting close to the end of our time here, even though, you know, we're not in divine time. You see, there is time. But it's important to acknowledge for everybody out there, and I'll talk some more about this next week, about how to manifest more going into, like, the energy that, and taking advantage of this collective energy of people wanting to shift into better. You're already surviving this. If you're listening to this, you've survived this so far. So you can always survive better, right? So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. And I want to thank you for calling in, and you're, you know, you have such a beautiful way of shifting. Thank you so much for being brave, calling in. And you
happy to hear you.
Have an amazing and so to everybody out there, you know, happy manifesting. Release. We just had a full moon here in Cancer. Be careful, that's the mean girl's full moon. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.